how to set triggers to buy a particular stock or sell a particular stock with E-Trade. So you ever wonder, you have that stock and you're just like, hey, I don't want to sit back and wait to buy it. But if it did hit this price, I would like it to buy. Or if it did hit this price, I'd like it to sell. So this came in, somebody DM'd me and said, hey, Prince, can you please show me how, you showed me how to short sell, but how can I buy a particular stock with triggers? So I'm going to show you exactly how to do that with E-Trade. But first,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So you see that particular company right now, for the people that are watching this, through the tutorial, for the people that's hearing this over the podcast, this video is about people talking about, hey, I would like to be able to buy Tesla if it goes down to $1,400, or can you sell my Tesla if it gets down to this particular price, but I don't have time to sit there all day. Is it a way I can set a trigger? And the answer to that is, yes, you can. So for prime example, ladies and gentlemen, when you log on to E-Trade, just put in the symbol, whatever you got. Tesla, TSLA, Amazon. So in this example, we're going to use Tesla. We're going to type in TSLA in the symbol box. Boom, here comes Tesla. Now you're going to hit the buy button. Hit the buy button. Once you hit that buy button, what you're going to do is it's going to pull up your ticket here for you to buy and sell the stock. So let's say if you want to buy one share, right, or sell. We're going to do buy first if you want to buy. If you want to buy it at the market price, you can do that. Market on close, you can do that. But what you're going to do is you might want to put in a limit order. Prince, what is a limit order? You can click on this little thing here, and it's give you, this is the textbook definition. A limit order allows you to set a maximum, a minimum price for which you would like to buy or sell a respective stock. Enter the maximum price per share you're willing to pay for a buy order, and enter the maximum price, enter the minimum price per share you're willing to receive for a sale order on a limit price field. So pretty much what this is saying is that, hey, you know what? I only want to buy Tesla right now. It's trading at $1,488. They say I want to buy it at $1,300, right? Now, when you do this, this is going to tell you how long the duration is going to say, how long you want this to be good for. Is it good for a day? Is it good for 60 days? Is it good until to a particular date that you may have? Good until this date. You can put in a particular date if you want to. You say, hey, get it immediate kill or feel, or you want to do it in after hours trading, or you want to do it in after hours between, you know, however you want to do it, right? This is telling you in extended hours between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Also, you can do extended hours after immediate bill of kill. So, for prime example, you can say, I want this good for 60 days. If I can, if somebody's willing to sell me Tesla for $1,300, I want to buy it. So, that's a limit order. You can put in a limit order to set a trigger, right? Trigger to buy. Same thing versus sale. If you already own Tesla and you're saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to hold this stock, but if it does hit $1,600, I want you to sell it. You're going to put in this price the same exact way. And if you own Tesla, if it hits $1,600 within the next 16 days, you don't have to log in and sell it. It will sell it for you. So that's what a limit order can do. So that can set a trigger for you. Now, the bad thing about a limit is sometimes the price can shoot through your limit, whether it's up or down, and it may not get filled, right? Now, some people like to do what you have here, stop limit quotes. This is a stop limit quote is if a stock hit this price, sell it for this price. So if, for prime example, if Tesla hits $1,600, I want you to put in a limit order for $1,650. See how that works? So if Tesla shoots up to $1,600, I want you to sell mines for $1,650 within the next 60 days. And you can put that on, and within the next 60 days, boom, soon as it hit that particular price, now you can buy a particular stock for that particular price, right? So as soon as it, boom, as soon as it hits $1,600, now you have a limit order put in place. That's called a stop on quote. That's another trigger you can do. Let's say if you own Tesla and you're saying, hey, as long as Tesla keeps going up, I want to keep it. But if that thing turns around $50, sell it. This is called a trailing stop dollar sign. Trailing stop dollars. So as long as the stock going up, keep it. But as soon as it drops $50, sell it. That's called a trailing stop. That's a trigger. Now you can do a trailing stop percentage. So, hey, as long as Tesla is going up, but as soon as it drops 5%, sell it, right? Follow it, trail it. As soon as it stops 5%, sell it, right? You can do that here. That's a sell button, right? So you can do a trailing stop for 5%, and also you can do the buy button to tell it to buy it, trail it, and if it drops 5%, buy it. Trail Tesla, and as soon as it drops 10%, buy it. You can do that by using a trailing stop percentage sign. Trailing stop dollar sign, the exact same concept, but you have a dollar value instead of a percentage. The stop on quote, we told you what that meant. You know, as soon as the stock hit this particular price, I want you to buy this or I want you to sell this. Same thing. You can, hey, I want you, if the stock hits this price, buy this or sell this, right? And then you can do a stop on quote. Now, stop on quote, the difference is if this stock hits this price, sell it at market value. So if the price of Tesla hits $1,600, I want you to sell it at the next best order. That's a stop on quote. You can do the same thing at buy. If the stock hits $1,600, get me in. Or if it hits $1,400, get me in, right? That's a buy. Now, stop on quote limit, you put in a dollar sign. You're saying, hey, if it hits $1,600, buy or sell for this particular price. This is how you can set triggers to buy or sell with E-Trade, and you don't have to sit there every day and watch and have your brains try to bust your brains. You got to go to work or you got a 9-to-5. You can set triggers inside of E-Trade. So those are some of the ways you can do it right there on the price types. I hope this helped you guys and girls out a lot. If it does, give me a thumbs up. If it don't, give me a thumbs up anyway. Drop some comments and let me know how your day is going. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.